for victory.
Good morning. Or good afternoon, Alamo Baptist Church.
Hallelujah.
Number 31.
That's my Brother Ed song.
Yeah.
Only be wonderful there.
That's it. We know that dude by
heart. That's right.
Would y'all like to stand up and sing that?
Yeah,
we can do a duet. I'll tell you right now. We can do
it without music, do we?
That's right, brother.
When will the Savior we enter the glory land? Won't it be wonderful there? Ending the troubles and cares of the glory land. Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to share.
Say 151?
155. Where could I go?
All right.
Where could you go but to the Lord?
Amen.
Living below in this whole simple world, hardly a comfort and a goal. Striving along and face temptation so.
Where could I go?
good singing. Praise God.
Sound like a big crowd here.
Yeah.
You gonna have any special singing or what?
Probably got one.
Yeah, don't look to me for special singing. I couldn't carry a letter in a bucket.
I didn't know if
he was
going to have any on Sunday night or not.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Special song?
Yeah, if y'all got some, let them rip.
Let's do some morning,
yeah.
Some morning,
amen.
We
gonna... I thought Jerry wanted me to sing special. I thought, well, that ain't going to be good.
I just wondered if he's going to have any on Sunday night.
Yeah, help yourself, though. I'm not worried about time at all. We'll get us out of here. Hallelujah. We got singers coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
Y'all just keep Sybil in your prayer, too.
Yeah.
She had a little place took off for Faison.
Yeah.
I talked to her in that. Just keep me in prayer that my blood pressure will go down and... This morning, the bottom was still at over 100. It's still in the 90s now. So I just asked the Lord just to help take it down because I know it's doing damage to my kidneys. And so y'all just keep me in prayer.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Paul said, I finished my course. Hallelujah.
Kept the faith.
One day, praise God, we'll get across the finish line.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
That's why I love that song.
Amen.
Good morning. Our brother used to love to sing this song.
That's the Lord.
And we had a lot of members that's done gone on this church.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
love this song.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of like Dorcas. They just bragged on her and bragged on her. All the good deeds that she had done. And boy, I enjoyed that singing night. I'm already glad we had Sunday night service. Jerry, you know, put that wee police on. I'm already glad we had Sunday night service. I done got a blessing. I don't know about y'all, but if you ain't got one, on what you waiting on? Boy, that's pretty deep hurt. Hallelujah. Bible says how good and how pleasant it is when we can dwell together in unity.
Yes.
And I have to admit, I'm glad we started this. I'm glad we started it tonight.
Amen.
I mean, I believe time is everything. Yes. Hallelujah. God told, I think he told David, when the wind's in the mulberry trees, is one of the kings of Israel. He said, then go down and fight the Philistines. And sometimes you got to wait for the wind. I felt a little wind here tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have a word of prayer here for these needs that's been mentioned. And I probably need to write them down. As I'm telling you right now, I'm getting old, senile, and everything else. What was your neighbor's name, Carolyn?
Harvey Brown. G-R-A-H-A-M.
They bury him tomorrow.
Christian man?
Yes, he was.
All right.
Remember at Pine Grove Baptist Church.
What about Jerry's cousin? Who
Kenny
was it?
Dunning.
Kenny Dunning. And he's got sugar, is that what it is?
Yeah, well, that and a lot of other things.
Hell. All right. We need to remember Sybil.
Remember Jackie's church. They had 10 there this morning without a pastor.
Amen.
They did good.
Remember Tammy. She won't say it, but when Tammy needs prayer, she's having trouble with her. Where she fell, she's really having trouble with her shoulder and her leg and everything.
We've been praying for her. And we're going to keep that up.
I got her on my prayer list at home, too.
Yeah. And Bonnie left this morning. Pat Wilson, I believe. Funeral was today. Mm-hmm. Family of Pat. All right.
Brother Wade, can we remember Ernest Sanford's family? He passed away Friday.
You say Ernest?
Uh-huh. Ernest Sanford. Remember
that, Sanford? Let's remember our revival coming up. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll take our text tonight from 2 Timothy. If you want to be open your Bibles, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to read the first 8 verses there. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And we're going to read the first 8 verses. And we'll expound some on them and other places also. But Paul here, writing to a young preacher, Timothy, he's kind of on the affirmative right here. In verse 1 there, he said, "This know also, that in the last days," and we're preaching on last days, mm-hmm, "perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And now as James and Jamborees withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." And we'll stop our reading right there, and I'm preaching a last day's message tonight. And we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to remember these as we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this first Sunday night, a service, Lord. It's already been a blessing, Lord, to be here. Lord, we thank you already, Lord, for what we felt, what we've already enjoyed being in your house tonight. Thank you for this great number. Lord, I'm amazed at how many people have come to this first Sunday night service, Lord. It just blessed me seeing so many people, Lord, show up for the first service. We praise God for that. Lord, we pray you bless, Lord, dear Father, this service tonight. Lord, we just pray, God, you'll help us, Lord, to draw closer to you. Lord, we want to pray right now, Lord, for the family of Brother Harvey. Lord, he passed away. Carolyn said he was a good neighbor, a good gardener, and Lord, of much love, we pray for Lord his family. We want to pray, Lord, for Kenny, Lord, for his health. We want to pray, Lord, Father, for Carol's father, his health. We want to pray, Lord, Father, tonight for Sister Sharon, for her blood pressure. Pray you'll help her with it. Pray for Sybil, Lord. She had surgery, Lord. We pray for her. Pray for Jackie's church. Pray, Lord, for Tammy, Lord, for her shoulder. We pray for the family of Pat Wilson. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for Ernest Stanford. Lord, we just pray, God, lifting these needs up to you, Lord.
Yes.
Asking, Lord, Father, you would help in them, Lord. And we'll thank you for whatever you do in all these things. Ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
All right, we're preaching tonight a last day's message, and I only got one point. So I know it ain't going to last too long. But let me say this about last days. One thing that's predominant about the last days, and that's that the love has changed to lust.
Yeah.
And it's brought out quite a bit in what we've read already. And the Lord mentioned concerning love, the first commandment was to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And he said the second's kind of like the first, love your neighbor as yourself. That's in Matthew chapter 22, verse number 37 through 38. Can't even read my own writing. But when I'm talking about the love has changed, this country used to love God. It loved God supremely. And it'll take us just a minute to get our foundation here tonight. I'm not chasing rabbits. Just want to make sure I get this point across tonight, that the love has changed in this country.
Yeah, that's right.
This country used to stand 10 feet tall for God.
Right.
Its churches loved God supremely. Its citizens love God. And the devil knows how to cripple a nation.
Yes.
And what he's done to cripple this nation is he's changing the love to lust.
Right.
And it'll take us just a minute really to get started here tonight. But if you look in the previous chapter, verse number 22, as Paul is addressing this young preacher, Timothy, he says, flee also youthful lust. And that just basically means act your age. When I say love has changed to lust, I can look around and I can see the dress does not fit the person. I mean, I'm seeing grandmas and grandpas acting, dressing like they're teenagers. I don't have a problem with it as long as it don't cause problems. But what I think it's doing is I think, you know, they're discounting the fact that God has given them wisdom. God has given them length of days. And you know, I think they're getting caught up and carried away in these, what I'm calling,
amen,
youthful,
right,
lust.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of them are being led astray in the category of lust. I think they ought to just act their age. I ain't got a bit of problem with acting my age. Amen. I mean, you can tell I'm not young no more. But the wolf whistling's over. You know, the flexing of the muscles is over. The unbuttoned shirt's over. As you can tell, the hair's over. I just need to act my age. And a lot of other people in this country need to do the same. The dress don't need to be up to here. Let me say this. I will take my time and say this right. There's nothing I like better than to see a woman that's got a full-length dress.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
I'll go to Amish and what do they call them? Seventh-day Adventists, everything. I hug them. I say, thank you. I love to see a woman and a long dress. I love to see men with sufficient clothing on. I mean, look, I can remember wearing them, what they call them, tank tops or muscle shirts or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't do that no more. One thing, I don't want nobody to see my old worn out body, but I want to act my age. Amen. Paul told Timothy, flee also you for us. That's a stumbling block to a child of God. Now, when you start acting like it, pretty soon you get drawn in to the problem with acting like it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
I think a lot of people get in predicaments that they can't understand how they're getting in these predicaments, and they get swallowed up in them when they end up, you know, getting in them.
Yeah.
They don't know how to get out of them. One way to get out of them is don't even act the part. Flee you for lust. If you look over there in 2 Timothy 3 verse 6, he says, they're led away with divers lust. Lust is uncontrolled feelings. Love is one of the greatest feelings in the world. I love my wife. Been married to her 47 years. I love her for loving me. Man, I can't imagine how she's put up with me for 47 years. But I will tell you this, it makes me love her even more to know that she's put up with the likes of me for 47 years. Love is kind of like the most precious substance there is in the world. It's perfected in a little child.
Right.
A woman got caught up in lust, and she was trying to date a man a little bit younger than her, Jerry. You know what that man told that woman to do? He said, you get rid of your children, and I'll start going with you.
Oh, my.
She had 6 children. She put them in the station wagon, drove down the road, stopped the station wagon, turned around, shot every single one of them.
Oh, man.
2 of them lived.
Good Lord.
One of them had to testify in court against her mother.
Oh, good.
And they put this little girl on the stand, looked about like little Lucy.
Oh, my.
I remember that.
And you know what that little girl said? She said, I know what my mama done was wrong, but she said, I still love my mama.
Right.
They had to drag that woman out of that courtroom.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Love is the most precious stuff in the world.
Yeah, right. That's right.
The little, what do they call them, Donnie, buttercups? Mm. The little buttercups, you know, the little dirty hands that bring them out, I got you a flower.
Yeah.
That love, that perfect children have got love perfected. And the Lord showed an even greater perfection of love. Having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. And they were, kind of like what I told my oldest granddaughter. I said, honey, I love you, but you're hard to love. I'm telling you, she'd bring out the worst in me. But I still loved her. Just hard to love her. You had to bite your lip sometimes and swallow your pride. But anyway, led away with divers lust. They get astray because of lust. Lust is something, buddy, you better crucify. I'll just tell you right now, you can't handle it. The Bible says, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? I'm just going to tell you, you're not bulletproof. And he's giving this young preacher here advice. And if you'll notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, he mentions here some people, and they love their own self. I mean, they take them selfies. I don't even know what a selfie is, but I see people all the time. I'm not going to name no name, but anyway, a certain guy was posing with some people just recently on Fox News. He put on that big, I guess, $5,000 smile. Come with me. And I took a selfie. And you know what? Some people, I was telling Donnie, and I don't even know what I'm even talking about, FaceTime and all that stuff. I have no idea what none of that stuff is. But you know what needs to be in proportion? Some people love themselves so much, they ain't got no room to love nobody else. They all say amen right there, amen. But he talked about lovers of their own self.
That's right.
They don't take anyone else's interest. They don't consider it.
Right.
Right.
I don't care what you want to do. This is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember me and my wife back, it's been a while back, we dated. You know what she say? Whatever you want to do, hon. It's all right with me.
Yeah.
Really right there now, but it, you know, back in the good days, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever you, I mean, you know, but the winter ring went on. I said, you ain't going. Anyway, she wasn't wrong because I would leave her and the kids and go fishing, go hunting.
Yeah.
Selfish, you know, lovers of their own self. What I wanted to do mattered more than what I needed to do. Well, this is kind of, really, to be honest with you, this is kind of some cornbread preaching here. It's some stuff that's needed badly today.
Right. Yes, it is.
Lovers of their own selves. Look down at verse 4 there. Lovers of pleasures. I come to church tonight. I run the heater on 80 degrees all the way up here. Froze to death. And as I crossed over the bridge at Barren River Lake, as windy as it was and as cold as it was, there were some people down there doing like I used to do, fishing on Sunday. But it wasn't even a good day to go fishing, but they loved pleasure more than lovers of God.
Yeah.
They could have been in the house of God today. There's plenty of days to go fishing. But when you love pleasure more than God, you'll be at the ball game. You'll be at the lake. You'll be in the woods.
Amen.
But you know, if you love the Lord, and I do, you'll be in the house of God.
Amen. There you go.
John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos. He couldn't be in the house of God, but he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen.
That's right.
But lovers of pleasures, and if that ain't enough, more than lovers of God. They love pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, I fix to hit a pretty rough note right here.
Right.
If you'll notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3, it says, without natural affection.
Yeah.
Now, it's just natural for me to love my wife. It's just natural for me to notice a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
It's not natural for me, like I heard David Carr say on the radio, that his truck broke down on the highway and an 18-wheeler pulled over up in front of him and come out with one of them stunner stuff, got the electric thing, come out one of them stun guns or whatever,
yeah,
and told David Carr, I'm fixing to molest you. David pulled that big 44 out and he said, you might want to think about that. This guy let me have firepower. And that guy got that 18 truck and he went on down the highway. I'm just telling you, without natural affection.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly what I'm
saying. I'm getting ready to get it over our head. We're probably going to get censored tonight.
That's okay.
But you know, it's not preached on much. Some reason or another, we're turning our heads. Some reason or another, we're in denial.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. I see what's going on, and I can see the direction it's going in. But without natural affections. In Romans chapter 1, verse 26, it says to do that which is against nature. And that's where we are in these last days. They're doing things that ought not be done. They don't bless no more. They're not ashamed. They're not in the closet no more. This ain't hate speech. This is just, you know, they don't like to retain God in their knowledge, but this is just Bible truth. I'm just trying to say we're out of kilter.
Yes.
It's not going to work.
Right.
I don't care what all names you name it. I don't care what all laws you change. It ain't going to work. It's never going to work.
Right.
It's unnatural.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know they made all kind of exceptions, all kind of accommodation, all kind of changing the names and all of that. It says also in Romans chapter 1, verse 24, to dishonor themselves between themselves. It's not honorable.
That's right.
It used to be done in darkness. Now it's
right
in broad daylight. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to tell you how we got here. It's just going to take me a minute. In Romans chapter 1, verse 26, it calls it vile affections.
Uh-huh.
It's not right. It's vile.
That's right.
He said, leaving the natural love, Romans chapter 1, verse 27,
and doing that which is unnatural. And the reason they're doing that is because they don't like to retain God in their knowledge.
Right.
They don't want to be told what they're doing is wrong.
That's right.
They don't want no one to call their hand. I ain't got no choice in the matter. I've got a mandate from God to preach the Word of God, and woe unto me if I don't. But I'm going to tell you right now, as long as there's life in this body, I'm going to preach against sin, amen.
Amen.
But they want the school curriculum changed to teach our children this reprobate, sinful lust. And I'm glad we've got some parents down here that have had enough to hear with that, and they're charging the front lines of this stuff. And buddy, I'm telling you, they're telling it like they're calling them terrorists, Rita. Uh-huh. I call them precious, amen. That they got enough, enough of God in them to say that's not right,
yeah,
amen.
That's right. Amen. That's good.
I'm glad parents is at least taking action. I know the politicians ain't going to do nothing.
No, but I'm
glad parents are storming the school board meeting to say,
they say
they don't have a say. Yeah. It's their kids.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
They say, you don't have no say in this matter. I say they do, amen.
Amen.
They want the curriculum changed, trying to promote this reprobate sin. You know, God wrote to the church at Ephesus, you know, that church that Jesus loved and gave himself for, Ephesians 5:25. Jesus told that church, he said, you've left your first love, Revelations chapter 2, verse number 4. And that's what the problem is in our country and in our churches today.
Yeah.
Is we've left our first love, and we're loving other things.
Yeah, that's right.
Things that we don't need to love. Things that we need to come out from. Things that we need to denounce. I'm telling you, when we do that which is right, when we love that which is right, it'll make a difference.
Amen.
I was telling Donnie yesterday, this new color they've come out with, it's kind of a gray color. About all the colors you see, they're kind of this solid gray color. It's not a metallic color. The reason for that is they don't want it to be white. They don't want it to be black unless they're trying to make a racial issue. But they want everything to be in the gray. Mm-hmm. So these cars are gray. Our language is in the gray. All of our commercials, everything is steering towards the gray.
Yeah.
Well, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all, and there shouldn't be no darkness at all in His church.
Right.
And the friendship of this world is enmity with God, and the world and the church is kind of like a boat in the water. The boat will float as long as water don't get in the boat. But if water gets in the boat, even though the boat can float, it'll sink.
Yeah. Right.
That's what the church is doing today.
Yes, that's right.
Somehow we merge with the world. And you know, our doctrine is changing. Our music is changing. Our testimonies are changing. Listen, you can have church without God. I'll take you to one not too far from here and you'll say, "Woo! Thank God for our church."
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, there's some people, they don't have a problem a bit without God being in their service. They've learned how to have church without God. I don't want to.
No.
But Jesus told this church at Ephesus, He said, you've left your first love.
Yes.
Jesus said in Matthew 24:12, that because iniquity would abound, the love of many would wax cold. Sin affects your love.
Yes, it does.
Right. It does.
Bible mentioned about a woman living a simple life. I think it's in Peter. They said she wiped her mouth, said, I'm not sinned. Now that don't make it right. That ain't even the truth, but she says it and thinks it. And that's kind of the way it's going today.
Yeah.
People are saying things that ain't true. Boy, we got a lot of fake news.
Yeah.
We got a lot of falsehoods. We got a lot of deception. I never seen such a proficient bunch of liars in my life. They forge lies in the furnace and bring them out and present them.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you even speak against it, you're called some kind of a I don't know, terrorists. You can't even speak against the lies that they're trying to push.
Right.
Let me give you an example here. Boy, this is going to rock the boat real good. I just learned this week. And I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't know this. But that January the 6th incident, let me put it in better terms so you might get what I'm saying here. That's not the first time that an election has been contested. It's happened a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And when it's contested, there's certain rules you have to follow. One of them is you have to stand up and make, you know, a statement, I contest the results of the election. And the moderator will say, do you have others that agree with him? He says, yes, I do. And then he'll ask this question, is it signed by a senator? Now, they haven't never figured all this out because every one of them said, no, it's not. And it's just, you know, it's not accepted if it's not signed by a senator. This past January the 6th, so-called insurrection, the video coverage that you have not seen that I got the privilege to see, a gentleman stood up and he said, I contest the results of electoral vote. Mm-hmm. Mike Pence, I hate to mention his name, I hope it's okay, he's the moderator.
Yeah.
And he's doing his job. He said, are there others that agree with you? Yes. Is it signed by a senator? Yes. Here's what happened next. That's when the Capitol Police went out and removed the metal barricade and said,
come on in.
And they stood by the hallways. You know why they did?
Yeah.
So the contest of the electoral vote would be disallowed due to an uprising.
Yeah.
It was interrupted. They done everything right. This was the backup plan. Mm-hmm. The Capitol Police went out, removed the metal barricades. Come on! Come on down! And I hate it that an innocent woman lost her life. Mm-hmm. Y'all may not know this, but she was trying to stop it. She hit a man in the face on this side of the door before they pushed her through the door and she got shot. But anyway, she was trying to stop what they was doing. There was a whole lot more going on. I did not know that. But the way they come across was they just tore the place down, broke it. No, they invited them in.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? These lies that are being told. You got to be wise as a serpent today,
yeah,
harmless as a dove.
Right.
You need to read between the lines. You need to get the truth. Don't jump off the cliff till you get all the information.
That's right.
And then I'll jump off with you, amen. Yeah.
I got a perfume.
Yeah. Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Paul here said, in the last days, evil men and seducers would wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You see that there in verse 13? And that's where we're at today. They're seducing this country. Our government has got to where it's too big, it can't operate. What's really bad is they won't admit it, and they're continually covering their tracks. You can just cover so much up, it gets stinking.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're lying through both sides of their mouth. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I said, organized crime. It's not like I can do anything about it. They're in power, I'm not.
Right.
I know we the people is out of the equation, but they're supposed to represent us. The old saying was, no taxation without representation. Well, I shouldn't have to pay no taxes because I'm not being represented. What we got right now is a minority running the majority in this country.
Right.
Now, I'm off the politics. I said throw that out there because of the evil that's going on today. And it's really terrible what's going on. And 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, talks about God is not the author of confusion. And I say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, I'm talking about how things have changed, how love has changed to lust. We've got a guy that thinks he's a girl. His name, I hate to say his name, but I'm at the end of the message anyway, so let him cut us off. His name is Y-M-I-A Thomas. And he's about, I don't know, 2 feet taller than these girls that he's swimming against. His arms is at least a foot longer, hands bigger, legs, all that. I mean, he jumps, he's out in front of all of them when he sprang off of the edge of the pool. He's out in front of them 4 feet before they ever even get to the water. But anyway, he says, you know, that he's a girl. Now, you know, I did go a little bit of college. I mean, I do have a degree. It's not much one, but I do have a degree. I finished 12 years of school. And I will tell you this, I know that he's not a girl.
Right.
I mean, anybody with any sense at all can look and tell this guy is a guy. But somehow he's been accepted in this swimming team, and he won first place.
Well.
And the reason he won first place is because these girls over here working out these weights, he just comes over and picks them up with one hand.
Yeah.
I mean, just much bigger, much stronger.
Yeah.
Unfair advantage over these girls. And all I got to say about that is his name is L-I-A Thomas. I just need to add one more letter, and that's an R right after that A. His name needs to be Liar Thomas because he's living a lie.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing about that right. And this country, I don't care how they change the laws, that will never be right. Amen.
Amen.
And then if that's not enough, and I'm talking about the love of this country is not on God no more. It's on sin and pleasure, perversion. If that's not enough, Rachel Levine just got nominated Woman of the Year. That's the ugliest man I've ever seen. I mean, he just really don't have any chance at all of being a woman. But somebody nominated him. I think it was
a liberal
nominated him. Well, they done made him a general out of him, first woman general. He won't even make a good man, much less a woman, but he does have long hair, the ugliest glasses I've ever seen anybody wear. He got nominated, I think it was New York Times or something. He got nominated Woman of the Year. That's bad enough that a man is swimming with women and professing to be a woman. That's bad. But here's a man that says he's a woman and he's a man. Ain't no missing him either. It's not like, you know, some of these, you can't really tell. It's so blended. It's so it does such a good job, you know, kind of putting everything, you know, all the makeup and the hair and all of that. I guess they take drugs. I don't know. I know you can't take estrogen and all that stuff. But anyway, they're just living a lie is all they're doing. Now, last on the list, and this is terrible. This is really bad. This got us off. We get off right there?
No, you're on.
This last one here, this Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, being appointed to be the next Supreme Court judge, was asked by Senator, thank God for Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee,
yeah,
asked her a simple question. What is a woman?
That's right. Yes.
And this nominee,
Jackson,
she said, what's a description of a woman? She said, I can't.
I can't answer it.
Now, if Lucy was here, she could answer that question.
Yes, she could. Yes, she could.
A woman is an adult female.
Yeah.
A girl is, you know, a youth female.
Right.
But a simple question, what's a woman?
And she couldn't answer.
She couldn't answer.
And it wasn't that she couldn't, it was that she wouldn't answer it.
Yes.
And the reason she couldn't, and the reason she wouldn't, is the sad condition this country's in.
Yes.
And the sad condition the churches in this country's in.
Yes.
And I want you to know it's like a ripple effect. It's taking its toll on this country.
Yes, it is. Amen. That's the truth.
Right. And you can be in denial. You can say that's hate speech. You can say, Brother Eddie, couldn't you pick a better, you know, know, I figured out why we ain't been canceled. They don't realize we got Sunday night service. Oh, how about that, brother? That's what's going on. That bunch of dinner, modern to us, they don't know we're having Sunday night service. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just now figured out how I get away with all that. This nominee is a Marxist, an activist, and she showed her true colors when she said, I cannot say
she did.
What a woman is. We've come a long way the wrong way.
Yes,
but we can't describe what a woman is.
Amen.
Now let me help you with that. Now they don't like to retain God in their knowledge, but in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, God called that woman that he made for Adam a woman.
Right.
He presented that woman to Adam, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. He said, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Adam gave a description of a woman.
That's right. Amen.
God named a woman before Adam gave a description.
Yes, he did.
But buddy, I'm telling you what. I can't. You know, with that answer, that's kind of where we're at. The writing on the wall concerning this country is I can't. We can't. That's true. We can't go on until we get things right.
Right. Amen.
Wrong is never going to be right, and right is never going to be wrong.
Right.
And you know what? We got to get back on the right side of what thus saith the Word of God.
Amen.
Right. They've been writing Bibles now with no gender. They've been writing Bibles now in the feminine, you know, to gear towards feminine. I can't say the word women. I say just let the Word of God, let God be God, let His Word be what it is. And you know what? We just need to read it, to heed it, and live by it, and everything will get right where it needs to be.
Amen.
Because the Bible said it's instruction in righteousness.
That's right.
We just need to get the instructions out, put everything back where it needs to be. Now, if you came to my house, Brother Eric, and I had a six-year-old there, and I gave him the car keys and said, go to the store and get me a gallon of milk. You'd probably say, Brother Eddie, you're crazy. They're not old enough to drive. I'd be all right. Yeah, I got insurance. Be all right. Well, that's the kind of mentality we're dealing with
today.
You're right.
You're
exactly right.
And you know, we've lost our mind.
Yeah.
We've become insane in the greatest country on earth. I want you to know we don't need to do away with the pledge.
No.
We don't need to do away with the Bible.
No.
We just need to seek out the old paths, walk therein, wherein the good way is. Because I'm going to tell you right now, God ain't going to bless America. Oh, I just remembered this. They just passed a law, Brother Jerry, that you can abort a baby no matter what the term, even after it's born.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that all about, Brother Eddie?
Oh, my goodness.
It's about like sacrificing the devils.
Yeah.
Yeah. And abortion's terrible anyway. And I know one of the things that God hates is hands that shed innocent blood.
Yes.
But they're saying now that you can abort a baby, the mother can decide, even after it's born, whether it lives or dies. Now, I just want you to know, we've lost our mind in America.
Yeah.
And we don't need to go that direction. The Lord God, He's the one that gives life, and He's the one that says whether they live or don't. But we're playing God when we say, just kill it. You kill a dog, see what happens to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't that the truth?
Exactly. We need to be concerned about the love of this country. About the love of God, about the love for the things of God. Because I'm telling you, buddy, God keeps good records. He's going to show up one of these days, and you can forget that, oh, I love you. I'm going to tell you right now, my kids used to tell me they love me all the time. I like to hold up better when they show me they love me.
Yeah.
My son called me yesterday. Me and Donnie's down there next to Tennessee, down there hunting arrowheads. My son called me. He said, "Where you at, Dad?" I said, "I'm down there next to Tennessee." He said, "Well, I locked my keys in my house." I said, "Well, I'm getting ready to leave. Be about an hour, I'll get there." And I said, "Well, heck, your car keys, I mean, his house keys is in my wife's car, and I was in the truck." I said, "Just drive out there at the house, get them out of the car." You know what he said, Brenda? He said, "My car keys are in the house. I ain't got nowhere to go." Well, anyway, I said, "Well, I'll be here as quick as I can." He called me back, and he said, "I found a screwdriver, and he literally broke into his house." I thought, that's a weed for you. One way or another. I was out there at work, and they say, "Well, there's a way, there's a way." Because I would figure out one way or another we're going to get it done. Yeah. But anyway, he got in the house. Yeah. Me and Donnie, we took our time coming back. But now my kids would show me they love me. My daughter, my youngest daughter, she made this real nice picture. She put pieces of cotton on there for the clouds. She put a cross on the hill, and she said, "Happy Father's Day, Daddy." And then down at the very bottom, a little bit later, she said, "Remember this when you get the paddle out." But you know what? She was showing her love for her daddy. Her daddy was showing love for her when he did get the paddle out, because, you know, my mom, my dad, they tan my hide. And I love them more for that than anything they ever done for me. I didn't love it at the time, but after I got children of my own, I realized how much love it takes to discipline a child, to teach it right from wrong, and I realized how much they love me. Amen.
Yeah.
I've chased my last rabbit. But when you've got a love problem, you'll have a lust problem. You'll want things you don't need.
Right.
You'll spend money to get them. And you'd be better off just to love the Lord your God with all your heart,
amen,
mind, and soul. I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord knows those that love Him.
Yes, He does.
Right.
And He knows, praise God, that I love Him. He needs to know that you love Him. And I know He loves me. When I think about love, the greatest example of love I know is Him. He showed us pure love, unconditional love.
Yes, He did.
He even told parents to love their wives like Christ loved the church. And here's what that means. It's just unconditional love, no matter what. I don't care how much money they spend, love them. I don't care if they wrecked the car. My wife wrecked the first five cars I got. She wrecked one. I mean, didn't even get out of the driveway. The neighbor's car. One of the babies dropped the pacifier and she's down there trying to get it. I just bought the car and she wrecked it. I just loved her, Brenda. I said, "It'd be all right." Bought her another car, wrecked it. Finally, she got where she could drive. Just love her. Just love her. You know what?
Oh, Lord.
Unconditional.
Yeah, that's good.
Unconditional.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lord loves me.
Yeah.
When I'm bad, He loves me. When I'm good, He loves me.
Yeah.
He'll love me no more when I'm good, and when I'm bad, He loves me. No matter what, He loves me.
Right.
That's right.
He told husbands, love their wives like Christ loved
Amen.
The church.
Amen. Yes.
Father, we thank You for this message tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray, dear Father God, tonight that, Lord, that we would truly love You. Lord, we want to love You enough to live for You. We want to love You enough to be a blessing, not a burden. We want to love You enough, Lord, to do those things that's right in Your sight. Lord, those things, Father, that bring honor and glory to You. This little church, Lord, I know it's little, but Lord, it loves You. And I pray, Lord, that You would know it in great detail. And Lord, I pray You'd resort here often and visit here often. We want to honor You here in song, in testimony, and indeed we want to love You. And Lord, I know You know that. I just want to tell You, come anytime You want. Stay as long as You want. We're going to love You. And Lord, we love Your appearing. We love, Lord, that You're coming for us. We're looking forward, Lord, to living with You.
Yes.
In that beautiful place, Lord, that You went away to prepare for us. Lord, You loved us so much. Lord, You didn't just forgive us our debts. You made a place where we could have an eternal abode. We're thankful for that. I pray, Lord, You bless Your children. Help this country to come to itself. Help it, Lord, I pray, Lord, to put clothes on, to get in its right mind. Lord, to want to go where You are and do, Lord, the things that, Lord, honor You. Help this country. Help our leaders. Help them to see themselves to be but men. And I pray, Lord, they'd be humbled by that. And I pray they'd seek Your forgiveness and seek, Lord, Your will and Your blessings. Lord, we thank you tonight for this first Sunday night service.
Yes.
Give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jerry, you want to lead a verse of invitation on him? I don't think nobody needs to do nothing. This is a cream of crop on Sunday night, I know that. But we still want to sing a verse of invitation on him, because we're going to have visitors one day. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have needs. And I just want to be used to doing what needs to be done to accommodate them. I'd like to ask everybody to stand real quick if you're able. And this worked out great. It took about an hour. I went over there on purpose. I didn't have to worry about the time after I seen, hey, it's still plenty of daylight out there. I went a little further, but we could definitely start at 6 and be done by 7. No problem at all. Just wanted to make sure.